Good morning.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
How is everybody?
Does everyone understands English? Sure.
Check. Okay. I think we're ready.
Okay. So first, I want to make an announcement of the Christmas shoebox activity that we do every year.
首先要宣布一下一个通知，我们大堂里边会有已经有这个每年圣诞节的鞋盒行动。
And I just want to say that I think we should really emphasize on quality gifts.
我想强调一下，就是送礼的鞋盒活动送礼要送高质量的礼品。
And the church that I used to go to in Salt Lake, they would just put a bunch of things that they didn't need and they put it in the box.
我以前在盐湖城的教会只是把他们不需要的东西放在鞋盒里边。
So I want to emphasize the fact that we should really put good quality things for these children that don't have that much.
所以我想强调一下，这次我们送礼给这些小孩的话，要送一些高质量的礼物。
So the goal is not to put or receive thousands of gifts, but I really want, you know, just maybe even if we have 25 boxes, but they're really good quality, that is our goal.
我们的目标不是越多越好，我们的目标是高质量的，即使是少一点的鞋盒数量。
So the shoeboxes will be located just at the front, and you bring them back, fill them up by October 27th.
空鞋盒在前面大堂里边, October
27th?
27th. 10月27号以前请大家装好礼物以后送回来。
Also, you don't want to include any like violent items, guns and stuff like, or not guns, but toy guns.
就是也请不要放这个玩具的手枪或者是武器。
Yeah, no food or liquids, including toothpaste, but you can include like toothbrushes, soap and stuff for the kids.
也不要放液体和半液体的，包括这个牙膏不要放。
All right, so anyway, we will begin our sermon, but let me just pray first.
讲到之前，让我们先祷告，低头祷告。Father
God, thank you so much for this day.
神，感谢你赐我们今天这一日。And
I just pray that you will speak to us and that we will hear your voice.
求你向我们说话，让我们听到你的声音。Thank
you, God, we love you.
感谢神，我们爱你。Jesus'
name, amen.
Amen.
I like to think of myself as a steak connoisseur.
我觉得我是一个牛排专家。Actually,
no, I'm not a steak connoisseur. I see meat and I'll eat it.
其实我不是什么专家，我看到肉能吃，我就把它吃了，吃掉。But
at the same time, I know what I like.
但是我知道我喜欢什么样的肉。A
steak perfectly seasoned with salt and pepper.
是一个 用这个盐和花胡椒来腌的腌过的肉。
With the steak, you don't need the rosemary, the garlic, the butter, the sauce, and all that extra stuff.
一个很好的牛排的话，不需要这个迷迭香啊、蒜啊、黄油这种东西来特别来腌制它。
If the steak is good, all you need is salt and pepper.
如果这个肉很好的话，你只需要盐和胡椒来。
But don't get me wrong, if you were to give me steak with all those extra things, I'll still eat it.
但是, 如果你给我一个牛排上面放了很多这个调味品，我还会吃的。
With the simplicity of steak, all you need is just salt and pepper.
但是如果很简洁的话，可以只用盐和胡椒来腌这个牛排。
I hope you had breakfast this morning because we're going to talk about steak.
希望大家都吃过早饭啊，因为我们要讲吃的，要讲牛排。
We don't have lunch today, right?
Not here. 今天教会不供应午餐，抱歉。So
afterwards, I will see how many people actually get steak after this.
讲到之后，我想统计一下大家有多少人想吃牛排。
But do you know what actually makes a perfectly good steak not that enjoyable?
但是你想知道就是你怎么样可以让一个完美的牛排变得非常不好吃吗？
You can go to a restaurant, it could be the Michelin star place, and you order a great steak, and it tastes good, but the overall experience may not be that enjoyable.
你可以去一个非常著名的米其林的饭店吃一个非常完美的牛排，但是整个的经历可能会让你非常不爽，所以牛排也非常不好吃。
And maybe you can relate with this experience.
或许你可以理解我下面要讲的这个经历。
Perhaps you were on a fancy day, your anniversary or birthday. You go to the strip and you're at a nice place.
或许你是今天是或许是一个很重要的日子，你那个。是一个很重要的约会，然后你到我们大道上一个非常高端的饭店去吃饭。
And you know you're at a nice place because when you open the menu, there aren't any prices on there.
你知道这个饭店很好，什么时候呢？就是你打开菜单，然后菜单上都没有价钱。
So you gotta be ready to open up your wallet at a place like this.
所以你要准备好付账就是了。
All right, so here's where things may go sour.
这个时候呢，有些事情可能会不尽人意。
You begin to notice a couple of quirks that just aren't right. For example, the location of your table.
你可能会注意到你的这个有些事情，反正看起来比较奇怪。比如说你的桌子的位置不是很好。
And you look around, you ask yourself, "Did I get the worst seat in the entire establishment?"
所以你看一下自己的桌子，然后环视一下，然后觉得。然后再问自己，是不是你的桌子是最差的位置的
？And you look at those tables; they're great. No one's sitting there, but I received a table next to the bathroom.
你看那边有空位子，很好的地方有空位子，但是你的桌子是在这个厕所旁边。
And you think to yourself, you know what? It's not that big a deal, but I did pay a lot for this place.
然后你对自己说，没关系的，我花很多钱来吃，就不要在意这种小事。
And what can make things worse is that maybe the server isn't paying enough attention to your table, but to the other tables, they get great attention.
但是可能让事情变得更糟的是，你的服务员对你不太注意，但是对其他的桌子却服务非常周到。
So this is the one thing that could make the whole experience not that great, even though all the little things are great.
所以这可能让你这个经历非常不愉快，虽然这个，吃的非常好。
Has this ever happened to you guys?
你们大家有没有类似的经历
？Yeah, all the time. And it could be, I don't want to be racist, but you know, people look at our skin color, they think we don't have that much money. The servers don't want to help us.
所以有没有感觉好像是我们的肤色有关系，或者是看起来我们没有钱，所以这个服务员对我们不太待见。
If I'm going to go to this restaurant that has, you know, no price tags on the food, I expect service like you get from Chick-fil-A.
所以如果我去一个饭店，这个菜单上没有价格的话，我希望我这个服务至少和那个 Chick-fil-A 的服务是一样的。
But guess what?
太太怎么样？
Because of the power of privilege and social media, we can do something about it.
因为我们现在有网络通讯，我们又有我们个人的权利，所以我们可以做一点事情。
Together we can stand up and voice our complaints.
我们可以发出声音来，让大家知道我们的不满。
So by the power vested in me, I took out my smartphone, opened up Yelp, and began to write a nasty review.
所以，因为我拥有这个权利，所以我拿出我的手机，然后我开始打开 Yelp， 这个网站，然后开始写一个非常差的差评。
And it is my right as a customer to do this.
这是我作为一个顾客的权利。
It is my right as an American to do this.
我作为一个美国公民的权利。
God help me.
所以神帮助我。
I'm allowed to do this, right?
我可以这样做，是不是？
Should I do it though?
我应该这样做吗？
There are going to be times in your life where these things are going to happen to you every day.
有的时候你的生活当中也会在经常碰到这样的事情。
You go to work and there's a coworker just not treating you well.
你去工作，你的同事对你态度不好。
Or when you're driving down the street or driving on the freeway and someone's not obeying the rules, they're not treating you well.
或者你在路上开车，有些人不遵守交通规则，对你也造成了一些不便。
Or even at church, the people are supposed to be good and nice, but they're not treating you well.
或者甚至是在教会，大家应该对彼此非常友好，但是有些人对你可能也不是很友好。
And it's a perfectly natural reaction for us to react back towards that person.
所以是很自然的，我们自然的反应就是说对那个人也以同样的态度来回应。
If anyone treats me poorly, I have the right to use the exact same measurement and maybe a little bit worse so that they understand how bad you're treating me.
如果有人对我不友好的话，我是不是也可以同样的或者是更加的不友好一点，让他们理解我的对他们的这个发出的信息。
It's normal.
这很正常。
I could do that to you guys.
我可以对你这样。
Sometimes I do. Everybody's doing it, though, right?
很多人都这样做，是不是？
And at the same time, we expect it. If I'm going to treat you nice, you better treat me nice. But don't treat me poorly, I'll treat you poorly.
所以在这个时候，我们就有一个期盼，我们就说我对你友好的话，你要对我也友好。如果你对我不友好的话，我对你会更不友好。
Suppose, though, we reacted differently.
但是如果我们的回应是改变一下会怎样
?Suppose we acted against the norm.
想一想如果我们是不按这个正常人的这种回应 不按常人的这种回应来出牌。
Not because we're better.
并不是因为我们比他们好很多。
But maybe because the world needs it.
或许是因为这个世界需要一个不同的回应。
When Jesus came into this world, we knew the needs. He knew the needs of every person.
耶稣来到这个世界上的时候，他知道每一个人的需要。
He knew how dark and unpleasant we've all become.
他知道人们变成多么的阴暗，多么的令人不快。
So today our passage is found in Matthew chapter 5.
今天我们的经文是在马太福音第五章。
And Jesus delivers his first sermon recorded in the Bible, and he began to explain just how different we really are.
当耶稣开始讲这篇道的时候，他开始来解释我们和其他人有多么的不同。
He's speaking to his disciples. He's speaking to the people that are listening, and he's saying to them, "You guys are different."
他对这些听到的信徒还有其他听到的人来讲这些人多么的不一样。
So this is Matthew. He is a tax collector. He's the one that is writing this gospel.
马太就是写这个福音书的马太他当时是一个税吏。
And this picture is from I found on the YouTube and If you search on Matthew the tax collector, you can see a really powerful video of him being called by Jesus.
所以我是从 YouTube 上找到这个图片。如果搜一下的话，就是马太，这个是一个立税吏收税的人。你可以找到一个非常有力量的一个video 来讲这个耶稣怎么样召唤马太。
So a tax collector was one of the most despised occupations anyone in the land.
在当时的那个耶路撒冷的时候税吏是最不受人喜欢的一个职业。
When you read throughout the Gospels, oftentimes tax collectors were always associated with sinners.
你读那个圣经的时候经常会看到税吏是和罪人等同的一个职业。
Jesus is always whining and dining with sinners and tax collectors.
但是耶稣 经常和税吏还有这个罪人们一起来吃饭喝酒。
Constantly, sinners and tax collectors.
经常是和税吏和罪人吃饭喝酒。
And the reason why they were despised so much is because they would extort more money than what was required.
一个很重要的原因，为什么税吏被人不耻，是因为他们经常在收取超过这个应收的税额之外的金钱。
Thus, they would be pocketing extra money from their own countrymen.
所以这些税吏多收的税，他们就藏到自己的腰包，从自己的人民身上赚钱。
So as Matthew was writing this, he was probably thinking, you know what? I don't need to live this way anymore.
所以当马太在听这个讲道的时候，他可能在想，我不需要再过这样的生活了。
So Jesus begins his sermon saying, happiness does not come with wealth and possessions.
所以耶稣一开始讲到就是说财产和富有不会给我们带来幸福。
Another way of saying is that Jesus thinks that you should live differently.
或者换句话说，耶稣在讲我们应该换个方式生活。
Because being happy is being blessed comes from thinking differently.
因为一个幸福的生活，一个有祝福的生活，首先要从不同的思想开始。
So you should shift your mind.
所以我们应该改变我们的思想。
Because if you're led to believe that there is but only one way to happiness, then why wouldn't you become a tax collector?
如果你觉得只有一条路通向幸福的话，那你是不是也想变成一个税吏？
But however, suppose you became rich and someone took it all from you.
但是当你变得很有钱之后，如果你的钱被别人偷了呢？
That person, that robber would be taking away your happiness.
那个偷你钱的人是不是就会偷走你的幸福呢？
Your bitterness and anger will grow.
但你是不是你的愤怒和你的愤怒就会增长呢？
Jesus is saying your happiness comes from living differently, thinking differently, and acting differently.
所以耶稣说你的幸福是从不同的思想、不同的行为、不同的生活开始的。
So we should think that by being a new person, you should have a new outlook in life.
所以我们要做新做的人，我们要对生活有新的看法。
So also it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
所以哥林多后书五章十七节。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Also in Romans 12:2, your mind is transformed and renewed. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
还有在罗马书十二章二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So think differently, act differently.
所以要有不同的思想，有不同的行为。
Think differently, act differently.
不同的思想，不同的行为。
How are we to act differently?
我们怎么样有不同的行为？
Jesus says in Matthew 5:13.
马太五章十三节。
You are the salt of the earth, but as the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
马太五章十三节，你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。
Verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden.Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that you may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
马太五章十四十五节， 你们是世上的光，城造在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Salt in Bible times was considered to be one of the most important elements that people needed.
在圣经里，在圣经里，盐是人们必须的食品之一。
So there are some Bible scholars that may think that they'll argue about what Jesus means exactly.
那有些圣经的学者在讲这个在讨论耶稣在这里讲盐到底是指什么意思。
But if you read closely, Jesus is talking about flavor.
如果你们仔细读的话，其实耶稣是在讲这个味道。
Jesus is saying how important flavor is to this world.
耶稣在讲这个味道对这个世界有多么重要。
Think for example, if you fly a steak in from Kobe, Japan, perfectly marbled and seared to perfection by Gordon Ramsay.
比如说你从日本 ，Kobe， 对的，
yeah.
神户大阪神户。Kobe Japan， 从日本的 Kobe 来空运一块牛排，肥瘦皆宜，然后让那个 Gordon Ramsay 很著名的一个厨师帮你来做。
The steak from Kobe is, you know, the Kobe steak, super fatty, tenderized. They massage it, they feed it with beer. Has anyone here ever had Kobe steak? Yeah. Wow, it's expensive.
You are making my mouth water.
What's that?
就是那个想想大家想一下这个牛排啊，这个肥瘦皆宜，看起来很好，然后吃起来特别的香，有没有这个经历？
So this incredibly expensive steak actually would not taste that good unless there's salt.
即使是这么贵的一个珍贵的一个牛排，如果没有盐的话，也一点都不好吃。
In fact, salt is so important that God commands that we use it when we offer it to Him.
I'm not joking. 所以盐是非常重要的。所以神在立位记里边讲，如果献祭的时候一定要用盐。
Yeah, it's found in Leviticus 2:13. It says you must use salt. You don't have to look it up, but.
利未记二章十三节讲，献祭一定要用盐调和。
If you were to offer sacrifices to God, you better put salt on those sacrifices.
所以我们献祭的时候一定要用盐。
Now Jesus is saying that we are the flavor enhancement profile to the world.
所以我们耶稣在这个马太这章里边讲的就是说，我们就是这个世界的盐，就是这个世界的增味剂。
We are flavor enhancement agents.
我们是这个世界的增味剂。
We are to enhance people's lives at the grocery store, at school, at work, at the bank, the office, wherever it is.
我们在生活里面，不管是在工作、学校、教会，还是在商店里面，我们是这个我们周围人的一个增味剂。
Even in your own home.
即使在你自己家里。
And also at the same time, God's first recorded words were that He created light.
同时我们知道，圣经里面第一个记载的那个神的创造就是光。
Jesus is saying that we are to display the good works that help people see God.
所以耶稣说，我们要做好的工作，就像光一样，来帮助这些人们看到世界。
So I walked into a McDonald's the other day, and I just bought a drink.
所以我前一天去麦当劳，然后买了一个饮料。
And I was using the machine that you just punch in and you pay, and then you just wait for your order.
就是那种自动售货机，然后你在那个自动点菜机上点以后，服务员会把你的点的东西拿过来。
So I'm just, you know, sitting there waiting and waiting, and you know, they kind of assume that I already have my cup, but I didn't get my cup yet.
然后我坐那等，可能服务员觉得我已经拿到我的那个 杯子了，但是我一直没有拿到。
So I just go to the lady and I just said, "Hey, I just got a cup. I didn't get it yet. Can I get it?"
然后我就走到那柜台上跟一个女士讲，我说我还没有拿到杯子，可以给我一个杯子吗
？And she didn't acknowledge me whatsoever.
她不搭理我。
And I was like, "Did she hear me?"
我在想，她听到我说话了吗
？And so a few moments later, she just grabs a cup and shoves it in my face.
然后过一阵，他就拿了一个杯子，然后就扔给我了。
And I was like, "Wow, that's some pretty good service there. I don't like coming to McDonald's anymore."
我说这个服务，以后可能我不会再来了。
But on the other hand, I read the other day, maybe you've heard it too, this employee at Chick-fil-A.
但是同时呢，我最近也听到另外一个故事，就是在 Chick-fil-A 的一个雇员。
Just a reminder, Chick-fil-A's are closed on Sundays.
Really? Chick-fil-A, 星期天关门，所以大家今天不要去。
So there's a customer at Chick-fil-A who dropped their phone in the sewer.
所以有一个去 Chick-fil-A 的一个顾客把那个手机掉到下水道里面。
And this is the picture. His name is Seth, okay?
Is the customer or?
This is the employee. He, yeah.
这是 Chick-fil-A 的这个雇员。
The employee went down to the sewer to retrieve the phone for the customer.
这个雇员到这个下水道里面把这个顾客电话给拿出来了。
I'm just going to say right now, if any of you drop your phone down the sewer today, I'm not going to get it for you guys.
我就声明一下，如果今天你的电话掉到下水道里面，我不会给你们取的。
But the employees at Chick-fil-A, they are something else.
但是这个 Chick-fil-A 的这个雇员是超级雇员。
They're not just salt, they are MSG.
他们雇员这个雇员不光是盐，他们是味精。
They're monosodium. They're next level.
他们是超级盐。
So the people you see every day, that is the way that we should treat them.
所以我们应该用这样的方式来对待我们身边的人。
If you are the salt to their lives, they will look forward to seeing you.
如果你是你身边人生命中的盐，他们就会想再次见到你。
So when I think about which restaurant do I go to, I think I definitely want to go to Chick-fil-A because one, the food's good, the service is good too.
所以我想吃饭的时候经常想去 Chick-fil-A， 因为不光食品好，这个服务也特别好。
But do you think people are pleased?When they see you,
但是你觉得别人见到你的时候有没有很开心呢
？When you go to work, are people like, "Oh, yes, I'm working with so and so. I'm going to have a great day, even though I hate my job."
当你去工作的时候，你的同事见到你会不会说，虽然我痛恨我的工作，但是见到了你，我就很开心，我就想继续在这儿工作
？Because there are people that have no idea what it's like to know God's love.
因为在这个市场有很多人不知道神的爱是什么样的。
There's no meaning to their lives. They don't understand anything, but they just are there to make money or when they go to school, just to have grades. That is it.
很多人不知道生命的意义，所以他们去工作只是为了赚钱，他们去学校只是为了读书，他们不知道其他的意义。
But you could be that one single element to brighten their life.
但是你可以做他们生命中的光。
And even though you receive negative responses from them, you could have that little bit of flavor in their lives.
虽然你不能完全接受他们，但是你可以变成他们生命中的一点盐，变成一点调味剂。
So when I was in Chicago, I went there for school and I got a part-time job.
我在芝加哥读书的时候，我有一个半职的工作。
I got a job at Jimmy John's. Has anyone been there?
他们，我在那个做 Jimmy John's 这个做三明治的一个商店打工。
This location was in downtown Chicago, so it's very diverse.
所以那个商店是在芝加哥的市中心，非常的一个多元化的地方。
And the people I worked there, worked with, they were of multicultures and they had different worldviews.
所以我那边的同事有不同的人种，不同的背景，不同的世界观。
So the conversations we had there were, you know, mostly filled with dirty jokes or putting each other down all the time.
我那个时候工作的时候经常讲就是讲脏的笑话，然后互相指责，对指责大家。
And so I also had a friend there who was Christian, and she was telling me, you know, our manager used to be a Christian.
我有一个同工里面同事是基督徒，他跟我讲那个经理，那边那个饭店的经理也是基督徒。
And he grew up being Christian, but now he's completely against it.
那个经理呢，是从小在基督徒家庭长大，但是现在是完全反对基督信仰。
And sometimes we have conversations, and he just didn't want to hear it. He had nothing. He didn't want to hear anything about Christianity.
我们有时候在谈话的时候谈到基督的信仰，那个我的那个经理一点都不想。
And so every day that we worked there, it was just the dirty jokes and putting everyone down, and that was just the norm for the manager.
所以我每天的工作的常态就是大家讲脏的笑话，然后互相指责对方。这就是我们那个这一天的工作，就是环境就这样。
But there was one day that was very unique, that it was just me, my manager, and my friend working together.
但有一天比较特殊的一天，就是那天只有三个人，我的朋友还有我的这个经理，只有我们三个人工作。
And of course, when we were working there, we didn't do those jokes, or we didn't put anyone down. We just worked hard, and we had pleasant conversations.
当只有我们三个人的时候，那一天我们也没有讲这样脏的笑话，我们也没有互相指责，我们只是做我们的工作，然后有比较开心的这个交流。
And as we were working there, we didn't just talk about, you know, what do you do for fun, or what do you like, you know, what are your hobbies, but we talked about his life.
我们那天工作的时候，不光是讲我们这个生活中的琐事，我们也讲了他生命中的这些重要的事情。
And we listened to him, and we prayed for him.
我们在倾听他，我们也为他祷告。
So the end of the shift, I remember he was saying, that was the least stressful shift he's ever had. He actually enjoyed being there.
所以那一天结束的时候，那个经理对我们讲，但是他最轻松的一天，他那一天其实是挺工作还非常开心。
And I have to wonder, what if that little impact that we had that one day completely changed the way he looked at life?
所以我有时在想，那一天我们的那一天经历会不会对我经理的以后的生活有什么影响呢？
Even though we didn't do much, it probably meant something to him.
虽然我们没有做什么特别的事情，但是那一天可能对他有一些会有一些比较特殊的意义。
So I want you to think also that salt.Has a very unique property.
我还想给提醒大家，就是说，盐有一个非常独特的特质。
In its purest form, it could literally last forever.
如果这个盐是很纯的盐的话，它可以永远的存在。
But Jesus is saying at the same time that you could lose the saltiness.
但是耶稣又在讲，这个盐可以失去它的味道。
One way that salt can lose its flavor is that it would be diluted with other minerals or water.
盐失去味道的原因之一就是它被水或者被其他的矿物质来稀释。
So for example, the iodized salt, the table salt that you find at the stores, very simple, but it's mixed with a lot of different minerals.
所以我们吃的那个碘盐 iodized 那个碘盐其实是和盐和其他的矿物质混在一起的。
That's the kind of salt that you should never buy.
那种盐你其实不应该买的。
You should buy the expensive stuff that is pure and that will last forever and the flavor is great.
你应该买那种非常贵的海盐，然后那个味道永远不变。
But at the same time, we could be diluted and we could lose our flavor.
同时我们也会被稀释，我们也会失掉我们的味道。
If we go to work and we become so consumed with just that goal to make money and work and go home,
如果我们去工作只是为了这么简单的赚钱，然后工作赚钱回家
，and that's all you're thinking about, you're not thinking about anyone else, then you don't care about the people around you.
如果你去工作只是为了这一个目的的话，你会对身边的人毫无关注。
And if you're seeking for a raise or a promotion, then you will be pretty angry when you don't get it.
如果你唯一目的就是升职然后加薪的话，当你没得到那些东西的话，你会非常的不开心。
Jesus says that we need to think differently and act differently.
所以耶稣说我们要有不同的思想，有不同的行为。
I know a lot of times I like to think that if I'm out and about and I don't do anything bad, then I'm a good person.
所以有时候我想，我没做坏事的话，我就是个好人。
As long as I'm just keeping to myself, don't do anything bad, I'll be good.
如果我只是做自己的事，不伤害别人的话，我就是好人。
Jesus also says that you are the light of the world, and that you should let your light shine before men.
但是耶稣讲，我们是世界的光，我们要让这个光来照亮世界。
In other words, we cannot simply avoid people.And just mind our business.
从另一个角度说再说这个问题，就是我们不能忽视我们身边的人，我们不能只做自己的事情。
And it was Spider-Man in his very first movie with Tobey Maguire who learned it best.
大家看过电影《蜘蛛侠》第一个版本是 Tony Maguire 演的。
So if you remember this movie, it's a long time ago. He just got his super Spidey powers.
如果大家记得的话，那个 Spider-Man 第一集的时候，这个Tony Maguire 这个演员，他刚刚得到了他的这个能量，他这个 Spider-Man 的这个蜘蛛侠的能量。
And he decided to make some money doing some wrestling with taking advantage with his powers.
所以他想，因为他有很有力量，所以他想去摔跤，然后去赚钱。
So he wins the match, but the manager cheats him out of his money.
所以他赢了这个摔跤比赛，但是那个经理呢？欺骗了他，没有给他这个他应得的钱。
And later, the manager actually gets robbed by someone else.
所以那个后来那个这个经理呢，就是欺骗他这个经理被别人抢劫了。
And Spider-Man says, "Well, I'm not going to help him. He cheated me out of my money."
所以这个蜘蛛侠看到这个时候就没有帮这个经理，因为他说那个经理欺骗了他，他就在那个经理被抢的时候没有帮助他。
And if you know the story, that same robber actually ends up killing his uncle.
所以如果大家记得这个故事的话，后来就是抢经理的那个暴徒，后来是把蜘蛛侠的叔叔给杀害了。
And in other words, you can't just do nothing and be a good person. You would be a bad person.
所以我们面对邪恶，如果不做任何事情的话，我们就是一个坏的人。
And I know it's not easy to do these good works in this grueling world.
我知道在这个比较残忍的世界里边做好事不太容易。
But this world would be a lot darker if none of us did anything good.
但是这个世界，如果我们不做好事的话，我们会这个世界会变得更加的黑暗。
So good people aren't good people unless they do something.
如果不做好事的话，这个好人不算是个好人。
And that's me, and that's you.
所以这是不是我也是你？
And when people see the good works that you do, they're going to see God more and more.
当人看到你做好的事情的时候，他们会更多的看到神。
There's something very special about someone that's always doing good works and always trying to be better and better.
一直会做好事的人，这也是一个非常特别的人。
And these people go out of their ways to ensure that someone is being taken care of.
这些人会花很多的心力去帮助别人，让他们感受到耶稣的爱。
The other day, Josie and I went to our favorite restaurant.
前天我和我太太去我们最喜欢的一个饭店。
Not because the food was out of this world amazing, but we love it because of the owner and his wife.
我们喜欢那个饭店，并不是说他那个食品好的不行，而是因为我们喜欢这个饭店的老板和他的太太。
Does anyone here go to Korean restaurants?
有没有大家喜欢去韩国饭店？
Yeah, you know what I love about Korean restaurants is that you get the free side dishes, the banchan. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
韩国饭店会给我们很多的免费小吃。
So there are some Korean restaurants where you want more of the side dishes, but the server's nowhere to be found, right?
有些饭店，韩国饭店，你想在加这些小吃的时候，没有人来帮你加。
But in this particular restaurant, when you're not even out of the side dishes, he's already ready to bring you more.
在这，我喜欢这个饭店，你还没有吃完这些小吃的时候。这个老板就会给你加更多的。
At the same time, we were packing our food to go, and he just kept bringing more of the banchan.
那有时候我们吃完了已经在打包的时候，他还会继续给我们加菜。
And I don't go there because the food is just completely amazing. I go there because that service is amazing.
我喜欢这个酒店，这个饭店不是因为它的饭菜是最好，而是因为他们的服务是最好的。
Now, I go there because I really felt like I was being loved by the owner.
我去那儿，我是感觉到这个老板特别的照顾我们。
And I could tell that this owner wasn't there for the money, but there just to give people the best experience of their life.
所以我可以感受到那个老板在那儿不是为了赚最多的钱，他们是让所有的顾客能感受到最好的这个经历，最好的服务。
And you can tell other restaurants they're trying to pinch every nickel and dime in every corner that they can save. You know, the cheapest toilet paper, dimming the lights, only allowing one napkin per customer.
有一些饭店你会觉得他们是在尽力的省每一分钱，比如说他们那个卫生纸非常的差，非常的质量非常差，然后那个灯光很昏暗来省钱。然后每个顾客只给一张餐巾纸。
But this owner at this restaurant, he was different.
但是我喜欢这个饭店老板不一样。
He was not there just to serve food for one day and go home, but he was there to inspire in a way.
这个老板在那不光是为了不光是来招待客人，他是在那来鼓舞他的顾客。
He was different. He thought different about his restaurant, and he acted different.
这个老板是不一样的，他的思想不一样，他对顾客对他的这个生意的经营方式也不一样。
Perhaps when you are in this world, the way you think, the way you live, and the way you act can also be different.
或许当你在这个世界上工作、学习、生活的时候，你的方式也会不一样，也可以不一样。
Think of yourselves in a way to inspire people.
想一想你怎么样可以鼓舞别人。
This place is a dark world, and Jesus has chosen you to be that light and to be that flavor.
这个世界是黑暗的，但是耶稣拣选了你做这个世界的光。
You would be bringing someone a hint of goodness that is void in their lives.
你会给一些人带来他们生活中可能缺少的友善。
And honestly, you could do that anywhere. You could even do that at home or even at church.
你可以在任何地方做这样的事，可以在家里和在教会都可以。
I mean, I'm not going to judge anyone that if you want to come to church and leave, that's okay. But there are times when I go to church and someone reaches out to me in some little way and my feeling of life is just completely different.
所以我不是来论断人如果大家结束讲到就走的话没关系，但是我觉得有时候我去教会，一些别人对我小小的友善的行为会让我有很大的感动。
And sometimes I would just for some reason not have a good day, but God would send someone to me, and just by short few words I completely changed the way I feel.
有时候我这一天可能不知道为什么不是很开心，但是有人会出现，神把一些人放在我的生活里面，他会一些小小的行为或语言会让我有很大的改变。
So if you feel compelled today, reach out to someone.
所以如果今天你受感动的话，去接触一些人。
So I got some homework for you, some easy homework, okay?
给一些比较简单的家庭作业。
The students are like, "What did you say? Homework? Nah, no thanks."But easy stuff, okay? So, think of someone you know right now, first, and then pray for them.
所以很简单的作业，第一呢，想一想你认识的一个人，然后替他祷告，
Pray that God will give you an opportunity for you to just be the seasoning in their life.
然后呢，让神给你力量，给你机会，可以做这个人生命中的盐和光。
And see how it goes, and keep going week after week.
你试试，你试一下，看结果会怎样。然后呢，会然后不停的试下去。
And if you're able to do it 2 times a week or 3 times a week.
如果你可以的话呢，一星期两次来做这个作业，或者是三次。
And then maybe do it every single day.
然后呢，或许可以每天都做这个功课。
And I would love to hear how it goes. Let me know.
我很希望知道结果是怎样，所以请大家给我反馈。
You never know that the people that you may change in their lives, you can make someone feel completely different because of what you do.
你可能永远不知道你的能力，就是你对一个人，的影响到底会有多大，可能会影响他们整个的生命。
Think different and act different.
有不同的思想，做不同的行为。
Go in peace. Let me pray. Dear God, thank you for this great day. I just pray that we are not the same way as when we first came in, that we are different.We're thinking different and we're acting different. That we're, our lives is not just about us, but the people around us are also very important, God. So please be with us. Help us to hear your voice when things go hard and things are difficult. I pray that you'll be with us all and that we could remember that we're living for you. We're not living just for ourselves. I pray that we can just be different, God. Thank you so much. We love you.In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.